Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cardishi. Glad you could join us. Community Matters comes your way each and every Saturday morning and keeps you in touch with many of the great things that happen in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, in eastern Connecticut, and in southeastern Massachusetts. And coming up on Monday, October the 21st, on the main green of Brown University, the Brown football team will hold its annual Bench Press for Cancer. And joining us this morning to talk about it, we have a fifth-year offensive lineman, Jack Connolly. Jack, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jack. And we also have a senior linebacker with us this morning, Caleb Moorhead. Caleb, what's up?
What's up? Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for joining us. Guys, the Bench Press for Cancer, I know the whole team gets involved, but you guys are, you know, spearheading the charge. Why don't you tell the listeners what it's all about and what it means to this program?
Yeah, this is such a great thing we do for the program. It was for former offensive lineman Lawrence Rubita, who passed away to cancer. So we'll be on the main green on October 21st, and we're trying to reach a goal of over $20,000. And all the proceeds will go to the Miriam Hospital in Providence. So it's a great cause. There'll be shirts for $20 there. You can get a few reps in on the bench press. Most of the team will be there, if not all the team. So I really hope everyone comes out.
Caleb, what would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, Jack said it well. I think everyone at least knows someone that has been affected by cancer. So I think it's a great opportunity to like give back. And it's everyone's very supportive, and everyone's there having fun. So
Jack, you mentioned that this was all started because of Lawrence Rubita, who, exactly like yourself, was a captain, was an offensive tackle for the Bears. And he came down with a rare form of cancer, Ewing sarcoma. It affects usually kids, but it can affect young adults, as in the case of Lawrence. And he unfortunately lost that battle. You know, we used to wear wristbands that say never quit, because that was his motto, never quit. And initially what happened was his teammates said, as he was going through treatment and he was flying out west to the Stanford Medical Center to get treatment, they said, let's do something to raise money to help him offset the cost for all these medical bills. So the team came up with this idea, Bench Press for Cancer. After he passed, it's been kept alive every year in his memory. And for years, I think the proceeds benefited the American Cancer Society. And I would say over the past decade or so, the proceeds now stay close to home and they benefit the Young Adult Cancer Survivorship Program at the Miriam Hospital. So, you know, it's a great thing that you guys are doing, keeping Lawrence's memory alive and also, you know, supporting, you know, people that need it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's very personal to me and the O-line, especially as he was an O-lineman here. So, like, we really want everyone to come out and show support and donate. So
take us through, Caleb, exactly what happened. So 9 to 3 a.m., 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., excuse me, they'll set up a couple of benches right on the main green. Mm-hmm. And I think sponsorships vary, right? So if people want to sponsor somebody on the team that wants to bench, they can sponsor per rep. They could, what, donate a flat rate. Mm-hmm. As Jack mentioned, there's T-shirts for sale. So we'll talk about that aspect of it.
Majority of it's you kind of donate by rep. So you sponsor a player. They hit the bench, rep out, say, like 10. If each rep they're paying
$10 a rep.
Bucks, you're making they're donating $100.
Yeah.
But people also do flat fees, yeah. And
yep.
Of course, we're selling T-shirts out there. And students love the T-shirts, so.
So, Jack, do you guys kind of hit up family members and friends saying, hey, I'm going to get on the bench. Do you want to sponsor me per rep? Do you donate a flat fee? Like, how does it work?
Yeah. So I send a text out to my family group chat every year, like, hey, we're doing the Bench for Cancer. Like, I would love you can support me for my cause. So a ton of FaceTimes that morning of me benching to my family, so getting some reps in. And it's all for a great cause, and I'm so happy that we do it.
And, Caleb, Brown football alumni give back to this in a big way as well, don't they?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So let's talk about the T-shirts. First of all, who did Frizz design them this year?
Oh, yeah.
Now Frizz does a good job every year of these. And I know Gary Montano, whose son Christian was an offensive lineman here, is so generous in donating T-shirts for this event. So if people want to buy a T-shirt, they really need to show up in person, right? On the main green on October 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. But in terms of donating, let's talk about all the different ways. They can donate online. Miriam has a special secure donation website set up. All you really have to do, if you Google BP, the number 4C, donation, it'll come up. You'll go directly to that website. But they can also text. They can send checks. They can Venmo. And this will be promoted, I believe, on the website and social media as well, right?
It will all be over Brown Football on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. And, the Venmo link is also at the main green if you don't have cash on you. So we take out all forms of payment.
Okay, and for the T-shirts and everything. So if someone wants to buy a T-shirt, I'll Venmo you $20.
Exactly.
Great. So, and by the way, that Venmo, if you want to donate, the Venmo handle is at BP4, the number 4C, 2024. So that's, if you want to donate to the Bench Press for Cancer, at BP4C, 2024. Likewise, you can text your donation to BP4C 2024 and send that text to 44-321, 44-321. You can also send checks to the Miriam Hospital Foundation and just put BP4C in the memo there. So there's a number of ways. The goal is what, 25,000, Caleb? I think?
20?
I think it's 20,000.
20,000?
20,000?
We've hit 15 in years past, but we really want to step it up this year and hit 20.
So I went on the website this morning, and I saw that you've almost raised 3,000 already, and the event hasn't even started.
Yeah. We got some great alums that are really helping us out.
So that's cool. Do you guys, like, I know there's people in campus get involved, like athletes from other teams, regular Brown students say, hey, I want to, you know, give it a whirl on the bench. And by the way, you know, if they just want to put up the bar, that's fine. Or if they want to put some weights on the end of the bars, that's okay, too. There used to be a guy, and I don't know if he does it. There used to be a guy from dining services that did this every year.
Oh, does he still come? Oh, yeah.
He's an animal on the bench.
The ratty king.
Yeah.
He still comes over and takes it over.
How many reps does he do?
In his prime, I've heard he's gotten up to 50, 60, so.
Does James Devlin still hold the record?
He probably does. He's a beast.
He was the king of all meatheads.
Oh, man.
He was unbelievable. Do you know that James Devlin not only held a lot of records in the Brown weight room, but for the Patriots? In the three lifts, he held the record while he was a member of the New England Patriots. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman, nobody lifted more than him.
Guy's a specimen.
That's awesome.
Great flyer.
I'd be remiss if I didn't talk to you guys. You know, you're off to a 2-1 start. I know you'd like that to be 3-0. You've got the Rhodey Rams today at Meade Stadium for the Governor's Cup. talk about that game and I guess, you know, what it means to you.
Yeah, I mean, it means everything. It's for the Cup, and we want to win the state, so yep. Got to come out strong today and really take it to them, all aspects of the game.
Caleb, it is the only game that you guys play where there's a trophy or a piece of hardware attached to it, right?
Yeah, everyone wants to win the Cup, so that's our goal. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's back into Ivy League play next Friday night at Princeton, and, of course, that's what it's all about for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Ivy League play, right? You guys are off to a nice 1-0 start. You know, just give me your thoughts on the team and the season to date. We thought you guys had a special team, a veteran team, lots of seniors, 50-years like yourself, Jack, and I think it's kind of showing on the field.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely tell we're a veteran group from years past, and we're all so close. Guys are really gelling together, and it's so great to see. And at this point of the season, we're all sticking together, still hitting the weight room hard, still getting on each other. So it's a good thing to see, and I'm ready to see it out there this Saturday.
Caleb, I know how hard you play and how much you get after it on the defensive side of the football. You probably take it personally what happened last week against Bryant, right? You give up 42, and that probably makes you a little angry. What was it like in practice this week?
Yeah, we practiced really hard. Very competitive and intense, I would say. So, yeah.
So we talk about this bench press for cancer. It's not the only thing you guys do in the community. You're involved. Give us an idea of some of the other things that Brown Football does.
Yeah, we do the walk for autism every year. We go down to what's the state park?
Goddard Park.
Yeah, we go down to Goddard Park, walk there, see all the kids there. It's such a great time. Then we do.
We've had players that have had siblings that have had autism.
Exactly.
Coach Frazone's son, Sammy. Everybody loves Sammy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they usually come down and walk
all
it.
All down there. It's such a great time seeing all those kids and being out there wearing your jersey. So really great to give back. And then we do Be the Match, bone marrow cancer swab.
Yep.
So we also do that on the main green. And it's just great. We do so many things to give back. And
Fox Point Elementary,
Fox
going
Point.
Down and hanging out with the kids or reading books to them. You guys do that. I know a couple of teammates, didn't they start a Lead with Love program too?
Yep, the Lead with Love.
What was that all about?
It was after the George Floyd
incident, right?
So it's just kind of trying to give back to that community. And I think T-Mac and I forget the other person running it this year, but they're doing a good job, so it's awesome.
Yeah. In terms of the Be the Match, Caleb, I don't know how familiar you are with this, but again, that's something that this program's done for many years. And we've generated a lot of matches through that.
Yes,
I want to say 7 or 8 Brown football players themselves have been matches. Forget about all the other people that register at that registry day that you guys hold on campus.
Yeah, I think Coach Madison also as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'm almost 100% positive.
Is that right? Yeah. I did not know that. So I just mentioned earlier Gary Montano and Christian, his son who played here.
Yep.
Christian was a match.
Yeah.
Christian saved a life. The guy's name is Jim Calhoun. He lives in upstate New York. They've become the closest of friends since that.
So awesome.
Yeah, it's really,
so
really
great.
Cool. It's just great that you guys do all of this, whether it's the bench press for cancer, the Be the Match, bone marrow drive, because I know how busy you are as student athletes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, being a full-time student at a tough academic school like Brown is tough enough, and then you add being a football player to that. That's like having a full-time job. How do you find time to do all this extra stuff?
Yeah, you just got to sacrifice some of your alone time and just get your work done, of course, and provide for the team and get extra hours in film and, of course, stuff like this with bench press of cancer. So it's just all about sacrificing for the bigger cause, I guess, yeah.
Jack, how do you manage your time?
Yeah, I mean, football is a very demanding sport, and, with school at Brown, also very demanding. So to be able to put some, Caleb said, my alone time aside and do some of these things to give back. It makes me feel really good giving back to the community.
I know in years past, and I don't know if one's been set already, but I know sometimes you guys set a rain date in case the weather is not good on October 21st. Mm-hmm. Have you set a rain date for this year?
Yeah, so it'll be the 28th, the following
It'll be
week.
The following Monday.
Yes.
All right, so it's the Bench Press for Cancer, Brown's annual Bench Press for Cancer to donate the Merriam Hospital. Over the years, they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, just in the last decade that you've donated to Merriam Hospital, the donations to them have been over $100,000, but before that, the American Cancer Society, and again, to help the late Lawrence Rubita. If you want to be a part of it, really the best thing to do is come down to the main green on the Brown University campus on Monday, October the 21st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can simply show up and show your support by making a donation. If you want to buy a Bench Press for Cancer t-shirt and just see what the event's all about, you can donate in advance, and there's many ways to do so. You can go online, Google BP4C donation, and it'll take you directly to the Merriam Hospital's Secure Giving website. You can text BP4C 2024 to 44-321. You can send a check to the Merriam Hospital Foundation, put BP4C in the memo line, and also you can Venmo a donation to at BP4C 2024. Again, all of this information will be available on Brown University football social media. So if you follow the Bears on Instagram, on X, or on Facebook, you'll be able to find all that information there. Guys, anything we didn't touch on before we wrap things up?
No, I think we got it all. So,
all right, guys, thank you for doing this to you guys and the entire team, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Jack Connolly and Caleb Moorhead joining us from the Brown University football team, their annual Bench Press for Cancer coming up Monday, October the 21st on the main green on the Brown University campus. That'll do it for this edition of Community Matters. My thanks to Jack. My thanks to Caleb. Also want to thank my producer, Laura Minicucci, and most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. My name is Scott Cradishy. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cordishy. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.